Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Cruising along here on Sabres Live on Friday in October, where the weather's pretty darn good, and we've got some great opportunities to bring the whole family down to KeyBank Center this month for Sabres hockey with afternoon games this coming Monday the 13th against the Avs, and Saturday, October 18th with the Panthers coming in. Visit sabres.com/tickets. to purchase yours today. Extended pause leading into our next guest, Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. Marty, have at it.
No, I'm not going to gloat, and I'm not going to send you a Blue Jays hat just yet, Shayna. I'm going to wait until they win the World Series, and then I'm going to send you a World Series champion Blue Jays hat. So that's what I'm going to do. So just don't go rushing to the mailbox just yet. I'm going to wait a little bit, and when they win it all, I'm going to send it to you.
I'll have it over my shoulder every Friday. I mean, listen, the gloating, it's nice you're not gloating. I will say, it's unfortunate for me that no one was gloating to me on Wednesday, because see, many, many Blue Jays fans, I was getting many a gloats on Tuesday, and then what happened? So I'm like, Wednesday, bring it on. Maybe that'll turn things around, and it didn't happen, and I feel like that's why the series ended when it did.
That's because there was some calm before the storm, so that was good. Like, let's be humble through wins with the Blue Jays fans, so I like that.
Hmm. Love it. I'm mourning. I'm in my.
I know you are, and I'm sorry. I can't.
And they wasted Aaron Judge, like finally getting good in the playoffs and hitting the ball. They wasted that. So that was unfortunate.
It was all
right. Shayna, who's been the big hit or hitter through the first few nights of the NHL season? What's your big story?
Okay. Let's go a little off the board here. The Vegas Golden Knights are chaos. Pure chaos in the best way. I mean, that game against LA,
yep.
I cannot believe they lost that game. When you see what the way that Barbashev, Eichel, Marner line is playing, they're ridiculous. Yep. They expose CeCe Dumoulin. Who would have thought it? And then that power play is just lights out. And then they lose the game. And then last night, they're a minute 34 away from losing in regulation to the Sharks. That it's like, okay. This is one of the teams with the best two-way talent in the world, and their games are just chaos. You can't turn them off.
Who needs a goalie more, Vegas or Edmonton?
Good question.
This or that, a little this or that. Let's go. Who needs a goalie more?
I'm going to say that Edmonton does. I want to see Akira Schmid play a little bit more. I liked him with New Jersey. I think there's something there. I think they're not going to be as good as Thompson and Hill were together. There's a reason why that tandem worked, and I still think that was a big mistake on Vegas's part, and I don't think that there's anyone out there that they can add that's going to change that in the current landscape without making like a really interesting trade. But I look at Edmonton and I look at Stuart Skinner, and we all know it's going to happen there. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because like you want to see a different result, but I guess that's like the definition of insanity. I would like to see what Connor Ingram can do, but I'm just concerned.
Well, there's two ways to go here, more on Edmonton and more on Vegas. I'll take it back to Vegas briefly. Eichel's leading the league in scoring with 6 points. Dorofeev has been a big beneficiary on the power play, as you mentioned. He's got 4 goals already after leading the team in goals last year, despite making $1.8 million. This is going to be really interesting now that Jack's deal is done. What is your expectation for the next contract for Dorofeev?
Yeah, it could really go two ways, because he could say, look, high-scoring wingers are getting paid, and they absolutely are. Like, Kyle Connor got overpaid, and guys like Kempe might get overpaid now because of how the market is changing. But I also think it's a little bit different when you're in Vegas versus, say, Winnipeg or Minnesota. And this is the difference between the Eichel contract and the changing landscape we're seeing with those wingers. If you're in Minnesota and Winnipeg, you don't have that same playoff track record, right? Minnesota can't get out of the first round. The Jets look like the best regular season team, and they're not going on deep enough runs. The Golden Knights have won in the last 5 years. The Golden Knights will do whatever it takes. If you're going there, you might have to take a little bit of a discount because they have so many good contracts, and you're part of something bigger than that. If you're in Winnipeg or Minnesota, you're signing that to be the franchise cornerstone. It's going to be the same thing with the Kempe deal, right? Especially in the post-Kopitar era. They're going to need a star to help take them the next level. So if money is a priority, Vegas isn't it. But if, you know, I could see a more team-friendly deal, and everyone's going to hate Vegas for it because you want to be a part of that top six. And he has shown that he's a huge part of it. And the fact that they're going with five forwards on the power play when they could have easily knocked him off that unit and said, Marner's replacing you, bestie, sorry. It shows how much they value what he brings to the lineup, too.
Pittsburgh is 2-0. Most people would have thought Pittsburgh was going to be 0-2 at the start of the season. And Justin Brezzo, a UFA picked up on July 1 this year, has looked really good. Obviously, had a couple goals in first game. Nice breakaway goal yesterday. What do you make out of Pittsburgh, being that Malkin and Crosby have been really good as well, and maybe scrambling, you know, what people thought Pittsburgh maybe in the Gavin McKenna, like, sweepstake?
If they're going to be in that sweepstake, they are going to have to get themselves to a lower point, right? Because the potential ceiling is still going to be too high for them with this roster. They have to trade players. They have to move Raquel and Rust and Erik Karlsson if they want to bottom out for that, right? Not
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just hope for the best. Hope for the best that if you finish in, you know.
Yeah, but you can't believe Crosby wants to bottom out. So they're probably thinking, let's go for it now.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is like a one that you just have to like take the temperature as the year goes, right? Because what's the worst case? You wait a year to really tear it down. You're going to lose value on your assets. They've already lost value on their assets by waiting this long anyway. And I don't think they're ever going to get what they want. Could you say, you know what, one more year with the big three if they have a chance? Sure. I don't think it's going to last, but that's definitely when you have to take it day by day. It's a little bit different than, say, like the Bruins, who are like, we know we have to retool and this is what we're doing. And that's another team where the core players are going to force them to be better than they want to be. David Pastrnak is not going down easy. He looks amazing already. And Jeremy Swayman looks incredibly sharp, too. And I think that is the biggest difference from where they started last year.
Well, with the Penguins, Malkin is second in scoring right now with 5 points, trailing only Eichel. And they're playing without arguably their best winger in Brian Rust. So, I mean, who knows where it's going to go? This is the super small sample size. But I'm with you. Like, I don't think they're... As long as they keep Crosby and Malkin, I just don't see them completely bottoming out here with this roster. But Brazo's been a terrific story, and I did want to follow up on Edmonton just from the standpoint of, you know, we've continued to see more and more deals get signed, and the Eichel one's the latest after the McDavid discount. My question to you is, how do you think the Oilers will spend the savings moving forward, the savings they get from McDavid taking a very low deal?
That's the big question, because that is not a management group I trust to spend efficiently. But you know what? Like, just like the Penguins have been over the last almost 20 years, they're lucky to have a unicorn in Connor McDavid, just like the Penguins do in Sidney Crosby, that forget the cap, forget everything else. Like, they're taking these team-friendly deals to give them, you know, their team's flexibility. And it doesn't mean if you don't do that, that you don't care about winning. That's not the case at all, right? Someone like Connor McDavid, the money's going to be there in 2 years. It's no big deal for him. So now it's this opportunity. I think one move is going to be another winger, another top nine winger. Yes, they signed Roslovic. To me, he's like a third liner at best. You throw him in, you get a little bit of speed, so be it. But it's figuring everything else out. If the young guys can't take that step, right? If Isaac Howard isn't ready, what do you do? If Savoy is not ready, what do you do? And you find a little bit more certainty. I think their defense is actually really good. I think they figured out their top six. I think they figured out how to deploy them in the right way. And I think with Jake Walman, they bought themselves all this flexibility that they didn't have, because it was, for a while, like, these are how the defense pairs have to be deployed in these pairings, in these kinds of minutes, or everything's going to go to shambles. So I think that having that gives them the ability to focus on the scoring, which they need help with behind McDavid and Draisaitl, and then the goaltending picture, because that situation, to me, I don't care how good that defense is, I would want 1 ounce more of, you know, stability in that.
Let's take it to the Sabres. Josh Norris did not finish the game. Looked like Lindy Ruff mentioned an upper body injury, but he was reaching for his side after a face-off non-contact. So how do you think, like, the Sabres adjust without Norris? They didn't score yesterday. It was a 1-0 game. They did have some looks on Shesterkin, but how much of an impact would that be for the Sabres to not have Josh Norris?
It's definitely going to be very impactful. Can we get this man a rabbit's foot or every superstition you can think of? His injury luck, it's just terrible. But, you know, the Sabres have one weapon at their disposal, and it's Tage Thompson, that he can go back to center at any time, right? So you can try it for now and say, okay, Kulik, get up there, see what you're going to do in a bigger capacity. And, you know, when Benson's back, now you have another winger. So if you're shifting things around, like, you can make this work. But if not, you can always just change things up and throw him back to center. No, I know that's not ideal to keep moving him back and forth. But hey, sometimes, you know, players credit short-term stints from one position to the other to help them gain perspective on where they were playing beforehand. So maybe it could help, right? So I think they're just going to have to keep experimenting as they go. And it's lucky it's the early, you know, the early goings of the season for everyone. So everyone else is shaking off the rust. So you have the time to kind of experiment and see what fits best.
I'll stand up for Kyle Connor, since you said he was overpaid. He had a hat trick last night and almost brought them back from 5-1.
I like him. I just think elsewhere that contract wouldn't fly, right? Okay. Like, $12 million for me is a little rich, but in Winnipeg, I get it. You have to give him that.
Okay, what did you think of John Gibson in Detroit?
Oh, yes, please, Shayna. Tell it to me straight.
He looked really, 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 really good. The kit, the helmet, the gloves. But that was the extent of how he looked good. It's sad to me. Like, I want to see what he can do outside of Anaheim. He's finally somewhere where, like, their defense still sucks, but it's not as bad as Anaheim. Oh, my God. That was a brutal, brutal, brutal start. So it's nice that he looked good physically. The whole
I didn't even think he looked good. I know they wore their special jerseys. I don't like, what is he, 12, wearing brown gear? Like,
they're,
come on.
They're look all like wearing a, brown gloves. It's consistent.
I know, but I don't like the look on the goalie as much. Like, I didn't love it for Levi last year. I think it makes him look smaller. I don't love the look. So I'm like, listen, like, you got to be better. And yeah, I got multiple texts today saying, you know, you may have been right all along on Gibson all these years. So, yes, I got multiple texts.
This is like double on brand for you. The Gibson slander and the gear discussion. Yes. So, it's so you.
Shayna, we got to fly. Thank you so much. We'll enjoy the rest of the postseason baseball.
Thanks.
All right. It's been quite a week for Marty and I. Yesterday, Blue and Gold Carpet Experience, we can dive into a little bit more when we come back. And obviously, we had our phenomenal food tasting event earlier in the week as well. And we'll discuss some reactions to that next on Sabres Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.